In Havana and elsewhere on the island, Cubans are, for the most part, expressing satisfaction with President Carter's visit. Some say they hope the visit will bring the U.S. and Cuba closer together and perhaps one day help end the U.S. embargo. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Havana.
Besides speaking on national television, President Carter also held face-to-face meetings with Cuban dissidents. Elizardo Sanchez runs the Cuban Commission for Human Rights and National Reconciliation in Havana, one of the most well-known groups. After speaking with Carter yesterday, Sanchez expressed cautious hope that in the long run, the former president's high-profile visit here will improve ties. His visit is a landmark in the history of bilateral relations between our two countries, he said. We will be able to speak in terms of Cuba before Carter's visit and Cuba thereafter. Sanchez and others at yesterday's meeting support and run the unprecedented signature petition campaign called the Varela Project, which calls for greater political freedoms. Until Carter mentioned the Varela Project in his nationally televised speech, most Cubans didn't know it existed. One man on the street, eating a strawberry ice cream cone during lunchtime, grew terse and refused to give his name when asked about Varela.
No,
I don't know anything about the Project Varela, he said simply. The retired accountant said he missed Carter's speech on TV, which in a surprise move was reprinted in the state-run daily paper, Granma. There are dissidents who stand against the Varela Project, saying Castro cannot be negotiated with. They received scant media attention during Carter's visit and claimed they were excluded from meetings with the former president. Most popular among Cubans has been Carter's call for an end to the United States' 40-year-old economic embargo against the island. A 26-year-old laundry delivery man, waiting at a red light on his motorcycle, had strong feelings about the blockade, but also wouldn't give his name. Of course, I agree with the idea of ending the embargo, he said, because it's the people who are so affected by it. We lack a lot of things here, and it's due precisely to the embargo. The young man's words echo countless speeches by Cuban President Fidel Castro, in which he's blamed the United States for much of his country's economic plight. Carter, on several occasions here, took issue with that, pointing out that Cuba currently trades with some 100 other countries. Cubans on the street appear less willing to discuss Carter's opinion that Cubans should be able to speak out freely against their government without fear of reprisal. This economics student heard Carter's talk on the radio. It's a good idea, but you know, this is a difficult topic for the people, he said. But I was impressed by Carter's presence here and all the international press. Carter and Castro enjoyed a friendly visit overall. Carter praised Cuba's achievements in healthcare, education, and science. But in a final press conference, Carter said he had no idea how Fidel Castro's government would ultimately react to his visit. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana.